I'm joined by Mark Bauer after the 2-1 victory over Leamington. Mark, good 3 points in the bag. It was tense, certainly in the last half hour.
Yeah, we knew the threats that they possess, and they're very direct, and they put the ball on you a lot. And we defended that first ball really well, and then just when you're looking to break and a bit of quality, possibly the pitch didn't help, and maybe our decisions at times weren't the best. But you know, it's at this stage of the season, you watch Match of the Day, you watch Football League Show, you read the non-league paper, and the number of managers saying it's all about results at this time of year. Don't care how it comes, we'll take the victory. And in fairness, in the first half, before the pitch cut up as badly as it did, I thought we played some decent stuff at times and recovered from going a goal down where a little bit unlucky, a ball that looks like it's going to run through to Drenchy and just kind of stops in the mud and the lad pokes it in. So I'm really pleased with the character the lad showed to come back, pleased with some of the stuff we played first half, and then pleased with the way we defended in the second half, just hoped for a little bit more on the ball. But, you know, we'll take the win.
After going a goal behind, it did really require quite some effort and quite some determination to get back. You must have been pleased with the 2 goals, and particularly with Kevin Holsgrove getting his return home debut goal.
Yeah, pleasing for Kev. He's all energy, and he's up and down, and we know if we can get him on the ball and isolated 1v1 against players, he's likely to cause problems. And nice for him to get the goal. I think it took a little bit of a deflection on the way. Some of the lads are saying it might be an own goal, so he, I don't know if he's got it yet. But after going a goal down, it would have been easy just to maybe resort to lumping the ball, but the lads showed, you know, a bit of courage to get on it and pass it and do what we want them to do. Great header from Danny for the equaliser, and Kev, good little move from a throw-in, got Kevin some space at his shot. And if you don't buy a raffle ticket, you won't win the prize, will you? So it's his shot, it went in, and we'll take the win.
One downside tonight, obviously Rhys Maynall went off with what looked like a bit of a knock after a heavy challenge late on in the game. What's the early sign?
It's pretty swollen, bruised and a bit of blood there, so it didn't look great, to be honest, on his ankle. We've gone into this spell of games, and you know you're expecting to pick up little injuries and niggles and what have you, and we'll just have to assess Rhys and see how it settles down. But yeah, it looks a little bit of a nasty one really at the minute, but hopefully it's just superficial and he'll be all right, because he was part of a very good defensive unit, particularly in the second half tonight.
And then on Saturday, Vauxhall Motors, another tough game. Take nothing for granted there either.
Oh, no, definitely not. No, they've had a good season. They've got some very good footballers in the side. They're a team that like to get it down and play. Luckily enough, managed to watch them at Bradford Park Avenue last night, and we've seen them recently as well at Stockport, so we know the way they'll set up, and you know, we've got a good idea on how they'll play and know plenty about their players. Hopefully we can, you know, set off a bit better tonight than we did tonight and take the game to them. And we're talking about Danny Boschell's performance tonight. That will put people to sleep. But no, if we can get about them early doors. we get about them early doors and you know, try and push on for another 3 points and get ourselves up that league.
Well, thanks, Mark. That was Danny Boschell with the sound effects in the background. But cheers, Mike. See you Saturday.
Cheers, Colin.